The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. This week's show brought to you by Patterson Dental. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko, on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. This week's show, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to some of the Teeth Across America interviews that I do when I travel. And what it does is it gives me a chance to ask people questions about their teeth and about dentistry in general from all over the country and all walks of life. It also gives them a chance to ask me questions if they have them. And so I think it's a fun part of the show, something I enjoy doing. I think something that's been received very well. And so we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before I do, though, I'd like to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day this week. And the question is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of dentists report experiencing pain in an area of the body at least once per week? Now, they don't specify what area of the body. Maybe they should, or maybe you can guess. But in the event that, it doesn't really matter because the survey didn't specify. So, here it is. According to the American Dental Association, what percent of dentists report experiencing pain in an area of the body at least once per week? All right, your guests are welcome to call. You can call in at 614-821-1230, or you can send us an email if you prefer by emailing dentallyspeaking@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to read your answers on the air, read your guesses on the air, I mean. While I'm at it, let me just mention that you can learn more about this show, upcoming topics and whatnot, by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com. And while I'm at it, let's just let you know that the show is available by podcast at www.am1230wyts.com. Okay? So, now, I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we're going to listen to the first interview. What I do want to say is this was kind of later in the evening. People were out having a good time. There's a little bit of noise in the background. But still, I think we were able to get a good little interview going, at least a short one. So here we go. All right, so I am still in Las Vegas, and I am talking to...
Aaron Payne.
Aaron Payne, that sounds like painful.
Well, if it comes with teeth, no, I have pretty good teeth, and the enamel on my teeth are pretty good. I know, I'm getting photographed right now. But my question is, how long is this thing going to stay in my teeth, this retainer-looking thing?
Okay, open wide again, I'll look. Okay, what he has is a bonded lingual retainer, so he had braces, and they put that in.
And obviously, it didn't do a very good job because I have a gap here in between. You would be able to name the teeth, these two teeth.
Okay, he's talking about between his lateral incisor and his lower right cuspid, so that's between teeth numbers 26 and 27. And the retainer's still on, and you got that gap?
I had my braces taken off at 15, probably, and now I'm 29, almost 30, so...
Now, were you wearing a removable retainer for a while?
Long before that, yes. I had that, exactly.
Okay, so you were wearing a removable retainer, which it looks to me like maybe you didn't wear it maybe long enough. And he could be next. All right, so that's where we had a reveler come up that was kind of a little bit inebriated and was making the interview a little bit hard to conduct. So what I'm going to do is just kind of answer that question, the rest of the question, kind of off the air, if you will, or so to speak. Okay, before I mention or continue that, Aaron mentioned he was being photographed. His girlfriend was photographing him being interviewed by me, so that's what he was referring to there. The other thing is he asked me how long he was going to have to wear his retainer, or should have worn his retainer, and I told him that it was for the rest of his life. He he thought that was very surprising. Didn't really like that answer, but the reality is if you have a if you have braces, you should plan on wearing your retainer for the rest of your life. Your teeth will shift back, and before you know it, you're going to have the same crooked teeth you had before you went through braces. And I don't think anybody wants to have braces all over again. Not, you know, there's the cost, there's the time and the inconvenience. So anyway, all right, this next interview is a little more calm. And I was speaking to, decided to interview the shoeshine person at McCarran Airport. This one happened to be a woman. Her name is Claudia. And she has a little bit of an accent, but I believe that she's understandable, so here we go. I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I'm at the Las Vegas McCarran Airport, and I'm talking to Claudia. Claudia, what do you do for a living?
I clean shoes for a living since there's a recession.
She cleans shoes for a living because there's a recession. Now, I have suede shoes, and so I didn't think I could get my shoe shine, but she's just told me that I can. Tell me what you said.
You don't aim for a shine like patent leather, but you do want to have your shoes clean, and it could be accomplished by saddle soap.
Okay, so all you guys like me that have been walking past the shoeshine stand at the airport because you have suede, Claudia's saying we can stop there and she'll condition them, right?
Yes.
Okay, now Claudia, I want to ask you, do you have dental insurance?
No, I don't, and I really need it.
And you really need it? When was the last time you were at a dentist?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. And
over a year.
So you stayed away because why?
Besides money. Fame. Neglected pain, but yes, everybody needs at least a checkup once a year. It's supposed to be twice a year. I know that.
So you said you stay away because of money and pain. Have you been hurt at the dental office?
No, more nervous than hurt, basically.
Nervous about being hurt?
Yes, yes.
Does that date back to childhood?
No, that dates about, yeah, basically, probably, yeah.
Okay, and does that, so you remember, like, maybe a bad experience as a little child?
Yes, you don't want to have your mouth open when somebody's poking on you.
Don't have your mouth open when somebody's poking with you. Okay, so do you have any questions? Because normally when you go to the dentist, we charge you, so I'm not charging you. In fact, I'm paying you to do my shoes, so do you have any dental questions?
Okay, it confused me, all these brands about preventing flossing and bad breath. Is it besides, bad breath comes besides the teeth criteria, or has to be the stomach or something?
Okay, so you're confused about all the claims about products that can cure bad breath?
Yes. Yeah, that's
one of my... Okay, bad breath comes from several sources. It can come from your teeth. If you have holes in your teeth?
I hope not.
Well, if you have holes in your teeth, then food collect in those. And, you know, basically, food, as it ages, decays and starts to smell bad, just like your garbage, right?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so that's part of it. The other is that there are bacteria that live in your mouth, and they live and breathe on these food particles, and they give off toxic byproducts, which sometimes smell bad.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
And then the other is the kinds of foods that you eat, things like garlic and onions, those gather on the little, they're called filiform papilla on your tongue. Have you ever noticed how your tongue is not glassy smooth? It's got a rough edge to it?
Yes.
It looks like shortly cut grass if you look at it.
Yes, it's true.
Okay, so that collects bacteria, bits of food, bits of onion, bits of garlic, and that will give you bad breath. And they sell things in the stores called tongue scrapers. Have you ever seen a tongue scraper?
Never. I never saw that one. Where can I buy it?
You actually can buy it in just about any of the larger dental aisles. And it looks like a, kind of a small shoehorn, you know, kind of with a back angle on it.
Okay.
And then lastly, because you said you asked about the stomach, does it come in from your stomach or not? And it can. You can have what's called esophageal reflux. You can have kind of like a sour stomach, maybe somebody who has more acidic stomach than others.
Okay.
And that's related to the foods you eat also. Have you ever noticed how if you have hot sauce, and do you like hot sauce, by the way?
No, I don't. No spicy.
So you've never really had that?
No hot, not the spicy. I do eat the red bell peppers and saucy things with color, but no hot foods.
Okay. Well, the reason I brought that up is because hot sauce, for those people who have had it, and my listeners, those of you out there, who can relate to this, hot sauce burns going in and coming out.
Oh, Okay.
Did you know that?
Because I don't eat it, then that won't be my concern. But about the bad breath, one of my my 11-year-old, he doesn't have cavities because I'm making sure that he, even I cannot afford my service for me, but my kids, yeah, they have the checkout. And sometimes some mornings I know, BJ, go brush your teeth.
Right. So it could be part of what he ate, and it gets into the stomach, it gets into the esophagus, and it can bring an odor back up. So there's lots of things that you can do. Some are beyond your control, but there are several.
Okay.
Now, how many other kids do you have? You have one?
Teenager, 17 years old and an 11 years old.
Oh, okay. That's, you have your hands full, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I'm curious because the shoeshine business, I've never seen a woman in the shoeshine business. You're the first one. Are you relatively rare?
Yes, I think it's a Vegas thing, you know. Have you noticed that I do have high heels and I have a very nice hair? So I think it's a Vegas thing.
So only in Vegas, huh?
And I've been laid off from my job for about a year, and I've been knocking and knocking doors. And no doors has been open, so I read in the newspaper that this is a business. You're supposed to, this is your business. And so I need money.
Yeah. What did you used to do?
Cage cashier at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, really? Okay, at one of the casinos, you were a cage cashier. And, see, that surprises me that they are laying off, because I was there for the last couple of days, not Planet Hollywood, but several. It appeared like there was no recession in Las Vegas, but I guess that's not true?
That's not true.
Okay, so they're feeling it just like everybody else.
My friends are being laid off. We're supposed to have 60 persons covering that shift, and it's only working with 30 persons.
Oh, wow, they cut the shift down in half to 30. Wow, well, you know what? Congratulations for you to actually, you know, take the bull by the horns and get another job. I think some people stay home and just, you know, complain.
No. My decision is to be happy in, you know, I am Hispanic immigrant. No, I am not an immigrant in particular. My mom and my dad immigrate from Guatemala. So we know that you don't feel pity. You just look for a job and provide for your family no matter what it takes, as long as it's decent. You know?
Right. And it doesn't matter if it's in your field. It's work, right?
It is the work, yeah.
And you pronounce it Guatemala?
Yes. I pronounce it Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Okay.
I'm learning as I do this.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I do want to say you have pretty teeth, and I hope that you can get in. Well, let me see you smile again. It's not bad.
He's lying.
You really should go in, though.
Yeah. And then I notice I have a spot over here, and I have to go, but there's no money.
Let me look at that spot. Okay, what she's pointing to is a brown spot. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you. It's not a cavity. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing?
Well, it's not a cavity.
It's a crack? I thought it was a little cracking that my tooth is cracked.
No, what it is you have a tooth-colored filling there that over the years has discolored, and right at the very edge of the filling, it has stained. It's turned dark. That can actually just be cleaned off.
That's excellent news. Maybe over this week, I have enough business that I can have money. I think it's at least $60 to go to the dentist.
You know, I'm not sure. We don't really have a minimum charge. But if you call them up and you say, I can tell you even, smile again. Tell them I have a filling on tooth number 8. Mm-hmm. Number 8, remember that number 8? Number it's on the outside, and there's a little brown spot where the filling comes together with the tooth. How much would it cost to polish it off?
Okay. Good question. I will write that on tooth number 8, polishing. Yeah, basically cleaning and...
Well, they don't have to clean all your teeth. They just smooth off that part of the filling. Okay, if you're very specific about what you want, you just tell them, I have a composite filling, so a little bit of the edge has turned dark. Can you just take a polisher or a round burr, a slow speed round burr, and just kind of smooth that away so it doesn't look so dark anymore, and they'll do it.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure. All right, actually, we're going to take her question after the break. It's time to go to a commercial break. Please stay with us, and we'll be right back. Back from commercial. And in a minute, we're going to listen to Claudia's other question. Before I do, I want to give out a couple guesses that people have sent emails. I think one was an email, one was a phone call, to our question of the day. And the question of the day, if you forget, is according to the American Dental Association, what percent of dentists report experiencing pain in an area of the body at least once per week? And James called in a guess of 10%. And Frank sent us an email saying he guesses that 80% of dentists have a pain somewhere on their body at least once a week. Neither of those is correct, but I do thank you for your guesses. And also I'd like people to know that these shows are available on iTunes by searching Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And that way you can download it to your iPod and listen while you're driving or listen whenever. All right, so we're going to go back because Claudia has another question.
I have another question since I don't have access to a dentist. This is a cosmetic. There's so many advertisements promising whiter teeth, which my teeth by nature, they're dull and yellowish. Is there any product or that I can use or cosmetic surgery? I don't know. You tell me to make pearly white teeth.
Okay. Well, for over-the-counter, there are lots of things that work, but keep in mind it won't be as good as if your dentist did it because the strength is different. So, for example, Crest White Strips, they do work, but not as well as if you could have a dentist do it. Now, we already told me that you can't afford to have much work done right now, so you could do something like Crest White Strips or Night White or some of those ones you'll find in the dental aisle. Just be aware, though, that your fillings won't change color, and you know how you have that brown filling, that filling that's discolored? If you have other fillings in your front teeth, those will stay the same color. If you whiten your enamel, you make those fillings more obvious. So it's okay as long as you understand you're doing that. And then you may wind up having to go in and have those fillings replaced to the new white color. Let me look real quick, smile for me, and I'll see if I can see any others that should be of concern to you. No, you know what? You're probably good. You could probably, maybe what you ought to do is whiten first, then go get that filling that's discoloring replaced. And that way it'll match your new color.
But can they, somebody says there is laser. There's another advertisement that's fine.
The laser whitening?
Yes.
Okay, what that's called, there are two ways. The one's called Zoom. Actually, it's called Zoom 2 now. That's the one you've seen on Extreme Makeover.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is called Bright Smile. They both happen to be owned by the same company now, which happens to be Zoom. And it's not really a laser, but it's a concentrated blue light. And it is about $500 to $700 and some odd dollars. Yeah, and you come into the office, takes about an hour, well, it takes about, the way they market it is they say whiten your teeth over lunch. They say, you know, an hour. And the reason they say that is because the gel needs to be in contact with your mouth for 3 20-minute sessions, so 3 times 20 is 60 minutes or an hour. In reality, it takes us time to get your mouth ready because we have to isolate the gums and the teeth. We have to cover up the other tissues, the lips. They can't be touched by the chemical or the light. And then after a 20-minute session, we rinse it all off, and then we put new gel on, and then we put the light. It's the light you're talking about that looks like a laser? Yeah, it attaches to a little bite stick. And then you do that 3 or 4 times, and then after we're done, we take all that stuff off and, you know, let you rinse out your mouth and everything. And that will get your teeth the whitest they can possibly be.
Without ruining bone density and stuff like that, I hear that so many. Losing bone from the teeth, stuff like that.
Okay, so you're nervous about it. You're nervous about is it safe, is what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay. It is safe. It does nothing to the teeth but clean them. If you look at a tooth under an electron microscope or a big, strong microscope, it looks like a honeycomb.
Okay.
You know that?
No.
Okay, so like little pores. Each cell is a hollow tube that goes from the outside world to the inside of your tooth. And they're all lined up in a matrix. And so when you put the gel on your teeth, all it does is clean out the hollow tube. Think of it like a celery stalk that you've cut off.
Okay. You're giving me new information about teeth and hygiene.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt your teeth at all. It just cleans those pores out. And over your lifetime, little bits of Cheetos, a little bit of red wine, and a little bit of orange.
Coffee, I assume, because I am a coffee drinker. Mornings only, not night times, only mornings.
Yeah, anything with color, though. It doesn't have to be just tobacco or coffee. People forget red cabbage. You know, think about it. Cherries are cherry red, right? Kool-Aid. So little bits of that get left behind. And then when you bleach your teeth, and you probably should have a dentist do it, you'll be much happier.
Yeah.
But when you do that, it just gets them back to that. Let me show you something. Do you see the difference between my top and bottom teeth?
Uh-huh. Yes, I did. I do now. You have whiter in the top.
Yeah, I only whitened my top. I didn't whiten the bottom. So this is what my top would look like right there.
That's really good. If I have good customers.
That's right. So all you people in the airport, stop here and have Claudia shine your shoes or clean them if you're wearing shade. So, I'm sorry, suede. So, Claudia, it was very nice speaking with you. I appreciate your time.
God bless you, my dear. God bless your doctor. You are a ton of information to me.
Good. And then I will give you information on iTunes and how to go to the podcast page when we're done here, okay? All right. So I enjoyed talking to Claudia, and I thought she had some very good questions, and hopefully some of her questions were your questions, and so you were able to get your answers through her. Now, remember that you can call us with your guesses to our question of the day at 821-1230, or email us at dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com, and I just wanted to expand a little bit on, you know, the osteoporosis thing. She was afraid that her bones were going to be, or her teeth were going to be eaten away by this whitening products. And no concern at all. Your teeth does not give up calcium unless, not until after your bones have given up the calcium. You would be very ill before your teeth would ever be robbed of calcium. All right, it's time to go to a break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. All right, I want to give out, before we do our next interview or listen to our next interview, I'd like to give out a couple of guesses that we received on our question of the day. And let's see, Barry sent in an email saying he thinks 30% of dentists report experiencing pain in an area of their body at least once per week. Barry, that's not correct. Thank you so much, though. And let's see, you know what? I'll check to see if there are any emails here in a minute, but I think I'll go right to this next interview. This next interview is by a young man who is a recent college graduate. His name is Adal. He was moving from Rochester, New York, to Cincinnati, Ohio, to work at Procter & Gamble. And we actually did our interview on the plane. So here, let's listen in.
Well, I'm on the plane, and you can probably hear the din of the engines in the background. And sitting across the aisle from me is a young man who just graduated from college and I think got his first job out of college. He's shaking his head yes, so that's good. Got that right. And so he's on his way from Rochester to Cincinnati, where he'll be living and working. And I forgot to ask him his name, so I'm sorry. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Adal.
Adal. Adal, okay. A-D-A-L. All right, so Adal, you're telling me that you're moving, you don't have a dentist right now because you're moving, and so how long has it been since you've been to a dentist?
It's been about 2 years, I think.
2 years. Okay. Now, and the 2 years are because, tell me if I'm right, I have this theory that when you're living at home with your mom and dad, especially in high school, your mom makes the appointments and assures that you get there, and dad's paying the bill somehow, some way, either through insurance or his checkbook, right?
That's correct.
And that happens for definitely freshman year and sophomore year, and somewhere along the way, you get too busy and mom gets tired of bugging you.
That is correct again.
And so for his junior and senior year, he hasn't actually been to a dentist, and now he's finding himself moving to a brand new city that would be about a 7-hour, maybe 8-hour drive away.
That's right, yep.
And now he has to find a dentist. So let me tell you that this is a time when I see patients in your situation, I'll usually find 5 or 6 or 7 cavities.
Wow. That would be surprising because I've had several cavities as a kid. I think I'm running out of teeth to have cavities in, so...
You think you don't have any teeth left, you say?
Well, teeth that haven't had cavities, but I guess... Could a tooth have more than one cavity?
It can. It can get decay around an old filling.
Okay, well, I think I might want to see a dentist soon, then.
And have you had your wisdom teeth out?
No, they're still in.
So they came in straight, don't need to have them out?
Yeah, they came in straight, not really painful at all, so...
Excellent, that's great. And that's the point. Keep that in mind. You don't have to have them out just because they're wisdom teeth. The only time we take wisdom teeth out is if they're crooked and they don't have room and they get stuck and they collect food and they get swollen and all that. But if they're straight, they're perfectly good teeth. They're just a third set of molars, and you should hang on to them.
Okay, I'll try.
Now, did you have braces?
No, actually, that was an interesting story. As a kid, the dentist that I used to go to said that I would need to have one of those overhead braces, the kind that you...
Yeah, it's called a high-pull headgear.
Yes, that kind. And my mom was kind of worried that it would be painful for me just because of the way it looks. And so she opted not to have them put on me, so I went without braces.
Now, do you remember, was it going to go on the upper teeth or the lower teeth?
I think the lower teeth.
Right. It was going to be like a chin cup that was going to set right here.
Yeah.
And it would go around back behind your head. And the idea was, is your lower jaw was growing too fast, and they were afraid it was going to overtake your upper jaw.
Okay. That would explain why I have a slight underbite here.
You have an underbite because you didn't get the high-pull headgear.
Yeah.
Go ahead and smile. Let me see. Yeah, it is radio, but that's what's happened. His lower teeth are out in front of his upper teeth. So now he knows the orthodontist was at least telling the truth, right?
That's right.
Okay, now you told me, I asked you what you did for a living. We know you just got a new job. Tell me where that is.
I work for Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Procter & Gamble, makers of?
Crest.
That's right, Crest and?
And they also make Scope.
Which is Oral-B.
Yes, Oral-B, yes.
You need to know that if you're going to work there.
That would be a good idea, yeah.
So I actually was down at Procter & Gamble once. I put together this little pilot, little five-minute trailer, which you can search for, by the way, on YouTube under Dr. Kvitko, and you have my card there. And it's a trailer with the idea that I was hoping I could get a major sponsor to bring to fruition a TV show about dentistry and about a dentist.
I haven't heard of it.
No, well, we just made the trailer. We haven't actually gotten anybody interested in making it yet, but go to YouTube and take a look and see what you think.
Okay, is that something that you show sponsors, or sponsors that you'd like to sponsor your show?
Yeah. I thought that if I had a major sponsor like a Procter & Gamble or one of the competitors, which I won't name, that I could go to, we could go to a network or something and say, hey, look, you know, there's never been a show about a dentist or dentistry that showed dentists and dentistry in a normal way. It's always hurting people, bumbling idiots, that sort of thing. Do you agree? Have you ever seen a dentist portrayed in a normal way?
No, actually. In fact, I see several shows of dentists being kind of the butt of the joke. No offense, but...
Yeah, exactly, and
yeah.
It does, and I'm trying to do my best to dispel that and to try to change it. So I hope that I can get enough people to go to YouTube, see that. It's called the Smile Doctor, or Teeth in Order. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. Go to YouTube, search Dr. Kvitko. It's spelled D-R-K, V as in Victor, I-T-K-O. And there's about 4 or 5 little things there. But it just shows some of the neat things that happen in the dental office. There's a couple smile makeovers that I did, the before and after, and a few kind of funny skits that were reenactments of really things that really happened, you know?
Yeah. I think that's great. I think what you're doing is great. I know I've had a lot of questions about teeth that I wanted to ask a dentist, but it's hard to find one, so I think what you're doing is great. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, I thought that was kind of a neat coincidence that I'd run into someone who was going to be working for Procter & Gamble. And something else interesting about that young man is he's an engineer, and he also had a job offer from GE, but his parents immigrated from a country that I cannot remember right now that has been through several wars over the years, and he just felt like... he knows that GE makes jet engines, and he just didn't feel comfortable working for a company that makes engines that could wind up on a fighter jet someday. So that's why he decided to take his job at Procter & Gamble, which I think is great. I think it's great. And, okay, now we have to go to another break. When we come back, I'll give out another guest to today's question of the day. And we'll be right back.
Keep smiling at trouble.
Welcome back to Dr. Kvitko, Dentally Speaking. And what we're doing is Teeth Across America interviews. And we just interviewed a young man named Adal. And although I thought we were finished interviewing Adal, after we finished that little segment, he kind of looked at me and he said, you know, I've got another question. Could I ask another question? And so I said, sure. But before we listen to that, let me give out, we have an emailed guess for our question of the day. Jennifer emailed a guess of 60%, meaning she thinks 60% of dentists report experiencing pain in an area of the body at least once per week. And Jennifer, that is not correct. However, it's really, really darn close. And so, if we don't, we're going to wait a little bit and see if anybody gets any closer than you. But if not, then we'll declare you the winner. I don't know what that means because we don't actually have prizes, but at least you'll know that you're a winner, right? Okay, so let's go ahead. We're going to listen to another short interview that I did with Adal.
Yeah, this is really, really neat. In fact, I have some questions I'd like to ask, if you wouldn't mind answering them.
No problem at all. That's what we're here for.
First question is there such thing as baby ridges on your teeth? As when you're a kid, do you have these ridges in your teeth that should go away when the adult teeth comes in?
Are you talking about the biting surfaces of, like, the lower front teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, they're called mammalons, and what they are is when teeth grow way, way back at the single cell development stage of a tooth, lower front teeth come from three different cells, and they grow side by side and form a tooth. So when the tooth is finished, it has three humps, three little bitty mountain peaks, because it's essentially three cells growing side to side.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because in fact, it still looks like I have them. Is that true?
And the reason you don't have, and the reason, here's what happens. In normal people, not that you're not normal, but since you didn't get your orthodontics, those teeth don't touch. You can't make those teeth touch.
Right, right.
Therefore, you've never worn them down.
So that's how they go away, is when you wear them down with your natural biting and chewing.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so now if you don't like them, there's no harm in asking your dentist to smooth them off.
Okay, and they just file it, or how do they do that?
You got that look like that sounds like it might hurt, right?
Yeah, it does sound.
No, it doesn't hurt, and yes, it's just filed, and you don't even have to be numb, and we use a high-speed carbide cross-cut burr to just lightly, almost like airbrushing, and in no time at all, those ridges can be gone.
Oh, that sounds pretty painless. Yeah,
it is. And in fact, it's something where, now that you know what we're talking about, if you were to call my office or any office and say, I'd like to get the ridges or the mammalons, if you let them know you know what you're talking about, the mammalon ridges on my lower front teeth just smoothed off because my teeth don't touch and I don't like them, what would that cost? They could give you a price probably on the phone, and you wouldn't have to sit through the full exam, the x-rays, and the cleaning just to get to that part if that's all you knew you wanted right away.
Right, right. Okay, that's great. I had a second question I wanted to ask. They're like fake teeth. I'm not sure what they're called, but they're glued on and they're permanent.
Lumineers? Or not lumineers, but veneers, porcelain veneers?
Yes. Are they actually permanent? Could you do anything with them that you would do with your normal teeth?
Yes. You can do anything you want as far as like biting and chewing and all that.
Yeah, and there's no risk of them falling off or anything like that?
Well, I can tell you that I can't say there's no risk, but I've been doing veneers since 1985, so about 24 years, which is when they first came out, by the way. And in that 24 years or so, I've only had one where a portion came off. I've had one that actually did come off. And let me tell you, I'll tell you about the first one, then I'll tell you about the second one.
Okay.
The first one, I thought, okay, no problem. I forget the patient's name. We'll say her name was Sue. No problem. So I'll just take that other half off and I'll make you a new one. And I couldn't get it off. I had to grind it off bit by bit.
Ouch.
So it didn't really hurt. It didn't really hurt.
The grinding, that sounds painful.
In that case, she was numb. But the point is that it must have been some kind of a failure of the, like an imperfection in the porcelain or something that caused the one side to fail.
Okay,
And the one that came off, I think that the only thing I can think of is the tooth wasn't properly prepared. Maybe it got wet right before we cemented it on or bonded it on. Maybe I thought it was a clean surface and it wasn't. And it was no big deal because we just prepared the tooth again, prepared the veneer again, and bonded it on, and it's been fine ever since.
Okay. Okay.
And you can, you know, you can get veneers, you know, the to make them look more even. You could veneer the lower ones to maybe help close that space a little bit. You could make them a little taller if you chose.
Okay. Yeah.
So somebody could do a workup, and what I do is I get a full set of X-rays. We do get models, and then we take photographs. And then I look at your mouth, and I look and say, what can I do to this gentleman's mouth to make it look like he has perfect teeth when we both know that they're a little bit imperfect? And then when it's all said and done, you just go about your smile. In fact, in a minute later, my son happens to be with me on the plane, and I'll have you look over at his smile and see if you can tell which teeth I did.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay.
All right, and we actually then, as you might be able to tell, we continued our interview with the doll, but we do have to go to a break, and so we'll hopefully get to that after this commercial break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. I enjoyed those interviews that we've listened to so far. I do want to give out the answer to today's question of the day. And actually, turns out Jennifer was the closest guess. The answer to today's question of the day, which was, what percent of dentists report experiencing pain in an area of the body at least once per week, is 57%. So, 57% of dentists, I guess, feel some pain somewhere in their body each week. And I know there are lots of patients who wish that were higher. But anyway, we won't go there. Now, also, I don't think I've yet mentioned, so I would like to mention that you can follow me on Twitter by typing in Dr. Kvitko. So it's www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Or is it twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko? Yeah. And Dr. Kvitko is spelled D as in dog, R as in Ralph, K as in Catherine, V as in Victor, I as in it, T as in Tom, K as in Catherine, and the letter O. All right. And I just give updates, and sometimes I'll encourage people to send in their questions. And, of course, anybody that asks me a dental question on Twitter, I'll be happy to answer on the air the following Sunday. Some cases I'll just go ahead and send an answer directly to you if you would like me to. Okay? Now, as I look at the clock, I realize that we are probably not going to have time to listen to the rest of our interview with Adal. And so I think what we'll do is we'll pick that up on a future show. Very interesting young man with lots of good questions. And what you heard, though, was that he should have taken his orthodontist advice and worn that hypo headgear, because he wound up with an open bite. He wound up with an anterior open bite, which means the teeth don't touch in the front. He has mamelons on his lower teeth, which would have normally been worn off in just normal chewing. And in his case, that did not happen, which is why he's thinking about what to do about those and wonders if they're even normal and should be there. So, you know, the moral of that story is take your dentist's advice and your orthodontist's advice. They know what they're talking about, and they mean what they say. And so now he's faced with what to do, either have his braces all over again, which in his case would probably require oral surgery, a pretty major operation, and with some decent healing time, as well as braces, and what we talked about in the last interview and the next one that you'll maybe hear in a few weeks, was some cosmetic options, something to make his smile look nice without having to have the surgery. But there's nothing better than, you know, doing it naturally, meaning not having to cover the teeth to make them look nice. It's always nice if they can just be shifted around by a combination, in his case, of the oral surgeon and his orthodontist. But if he doesn't want to do that or can't afford it, obviously there are some other things, such as veneers, which we started to talk about. And so, anyway, with that, you know, you just want to be aware that the advice that you're given and some of the things that are available to us are best done when we're younger. That would include braces. It would include getting wisdom teeth out. It would include a whole bunch of things. And just kind of say, there's a reason they're telling me to do this. I know there are some people that are skeptical. You know, do I need my wisdom teeth out really? Or is the dentist just looking to pad their pocketbook? And I can promise you that most dentists, vast majority of dentists are very reputable, very honorable. They won't tell you you need your wisdom teeth out if you don't. They won't tell you that you need a hypo headgear if you don't. Or, you know, a tin cup or whatever. So, anyway, more interviews like that to come in future weeks, and watch for me out in town if you see some guy with a microphone that says Fox Sports Radio, but he wants to ask you about your teeth. Remember that it is for real. The show, the station did not used to be all sports, but it is now, except for me. All right, again, thanks so much for tuning in, and take good care of your teeth. Make sure you go to the dentist. Make that appointment that you've been putting off, and you'll be glad that you did. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS. Thanks so much. See you next week.